Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN this evening. This is September 22nd, and this is Deborah with you here this evening. I'm glad that you are joining us, and it's good to be here. And we thank you for all the listeners that are dialed in and online. We welcome you, and those that are listening at a later time and have come across PGN, we welcome you. We welcome you here. And may this be your place, your meeting place with the Holy Spirit and with the Lord. And may you receive prayer and ministry and confirmation and encouragement and equipping from the Holy Spirit each night that you join in. So we thank you again for being here this evening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let's pray before we open up this evening. And then I want to share just something prophetically that happened, and then the word of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord, for joining us, God, that you actually are with us and in us. God, God incarnate within us, and we thank you for that, Father. And we just recognize you, Holy Spirit and Jesus, and we thank you for the Trinity and the power of your word, the power of your blood, and the power of the Spirit and the power, it's the power of God that you hold within yourself and that you demonstrate and give unto your children, God, that your authority, Lord, and your power, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we would grow in that and that we would grow in our likeness of you, Father, in Jesus' name, and that we would subdue and occupy in this land, Lord. We call for the victory in that, God, and just taking place in that hour, Lord, that you would bless ministries, that you would bless the word of the Lord and going forth and the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus, Lord, that your name would be lifted up and you would draw all unto you. We thank you for that. We thank you. We just lift you up here and now in this place, and we thank you that this is your meeting place and this is your house. Let this be the reigning house of the Lord for your glory. We thank you, then we welcome that, Lord. I just yield myself to you, Father, and I thank you, God, for a sound mind and love and in your power that you've instilled unto me. Would ask for the mind and the heart of Christ, Lord, as I share, Lord, as I speak and as I minister and just yield myself unto you, Father. And we thank you. I just call forth the Spirit of the Lord to come forth this evening in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, so Psalm, thank you again for joining us this evening. And Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, and your salvation among the nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity, and you guide the nations of the earth. The land yields its harvest, God. Our God blesses us. And may God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word of the Lord coming forth. And praise is important. And that has a lot to do also with our identity in Christ and being formed and created into his likeness, right? Just like in the beginning and in Genesis, we were formed and created. And he told us to go and to subdue the land. So all of heaven came and spoke and deposited, made a deposit of eternity within us to walk out heaven, to call it forth on earth and to subdue and to occupy the land. And this subduing in the earth is overcoming and bringing, well, you know, in some ways bringing under control or to vote with focus, hold with limits, with focus, or authority. So kind of like to get on top of it or to deal, to get on top of it. So that would kind of be, for this time of year, what we had done yesterday, you know, they aerated the lawn. So while the lawn in itself is created and it's grown and it's placed, sometimes it can be birthed from a seed, mostly sod. But we have to subdue our lawns, if you will, to make them lush and lively and growing, and to fertilize them. There's a labor, there's a laboring that comes alongside of that that we do, and that we can learn from those who know the lawn the best, right? To make it look good and to be sustaining, and to you know, to properly care for it. But that's actually a form, or just an illustration, a picture of what subduing is. And so we just need to ask the Lord. Let's just ask the Lord right now, because I believe, and I was listening to a pastor share this on Sunday, just that particular part, but I was hearing this description of subduing, and I was thinking, you know, all that we are, the Lord, and all that we put our hands to do, he says that he will prosper us and bless us in our ways, and he's given us this power to get wealth, and it's not really just about money, but he's giving us all that we put our hands to do. So some of us, it might be whatever we find that the Lord would have us do, that or with our voices or our thinking, right? Some people write, they write books, or they write blogs, or they just write manuals or instructions or formulas, statistics. They write laws. These are ways in which we find our hand to do, to subdue the land through the mind and the heart of Christ through us. And even in your workspace, just ask the Lord, you know, continue to ask him how to answer certain questions, evaluations. You know, you never know. You're just doing that quietly and before, you know, the computer, or before just a team of two or three people. But if the Lord gives you a word of knowledge and you're able to write that and articulate it in such a way that they can utilize it, that can bring you success and prosper you and there, and give you, you know, a broaden your place in which the Lord has for you to subdue the land. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just commit our ways unto you and trust unto you. We thank you for directing our steps and our path. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. And we just, again, just commit unto you, God, and that you would give us, Lord, speak to us words of wisdom and words of knowledge that would help us, God, to subdue the land according to the will and the purposes that you've designed in each one of us, God. And we thank you for teaching us that, and that we would till that soil when we need to, Father, and, you know, put our hand to the plow, Lord, and be disciplined and diligent. And we ask for your blessing to be upon that, God, for everyone who is involved in PGN, Lord, and those that are hearing this prayer, even this evening or at a later time, God, we ask for your blessing and encouragement to be upon that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Well, we have an interesting thing happen. Excuse me, I need some water. My husband yesterday got a check unexpectedly. I pulled it out of the mailbox from the Department of Treasury. And we were not expecting any type of return or any type of anything. And it's well past the date from when we filed, and everything, from our understanding, was reconciled and taken care of. So when I seen the check, I wanted to make sure, actually it had my husband's name on. I didn't know if it belonged to our son or not. And when it did, I said, well, this is interesting. So I opened it. And, you know, and then I left it for him right where he could see it, like standing up and right where he has his nice spot where he likes to sit. And so this morning we were talking about it a little bit, and I felt like the Lord was telling me to look up the numbers on the check. So this check wasn't for any significant amount of money. It was for $36.31. But I felt like because it was from the Department of Treasury, we've had the Lord do this before where he's actually unexpectedly given us money out of a return, and however it's come back and it's spent. And again, they're not significant amounts of money, but the Lord is trying to prophetically speak and reveal and to show something. And so when I looked this up, again, I'm going to share with you because I do believe this was even prophetically speaking to me. I shared it with my husband, and he had told me when he woke up in the morning, he had seen on the clock it was exactly 444, and that is my prophetic number. You know, it's just something I identified with the Lord for many years, which is 444. And so when he shared that with me, I knew what the Lord does when he does that is with married couples, as he does and he will, is that you are, you know, we are each other's equation. There's an equation in there for, you know, we're part of each other's equation and answer to what the Lord is doing and supply, that those things overlap a lot. So I knew, as soon as he told me that, I knew it was a prophetic type of word. So 36 is this. Number 36, when I looked it up, it says, the enemy is causing you embarrassment, feelings of self-consciousness, shame, again, the word embarrassment, or awkward, to feel awkward. That is the enemy. The enemy is causing it. This means that there's not anything that you did. It's not any type of sin or failure or shortcoming on your part in your personality or any type of weakness or anything, open door from the past, any, you know, wedge of, you know, whatever. It is the enemy is causing it. The enemy is the cause of it, and it's coming from him and him alone. And then that's 36, 31, which is the sense, if you will. And the Holy Spirit was saying, you have the sense to know this, which is 31. So it's a play on words. You have the sense to know divine perfection, offspring. You are an offspring of the Holy Spirit and called, you know, called as a child of God, and the name of God has power, fire, and deity, and we find that in Jesus. So we need to apply, which we will do tonight in just a few minutes, apply the sense to know, which is the number 31, divine perfection. So we thank you, Lord, and we're offspring, which is another form of our identity. We're created in his likeness, right? So even when the serpent came and, you know, said to Eve that, you know, to eat, you know, what did the Lord say to you? And she repeated it back to him. And he said, well, surely if you eat of this, the Lord knows that you will have, you know, more knowledge and more wisdom, and you'll be just like God. And the interesting thing is what the enemy does, listen, is that they were, Adam and Eve both were already created like God. They already had what the enemy was tempting them with, or, you know, making it seem bigger than life, you know, like the biggest deal to take it, you know, or the next best thing. You know, sometimes when you're a teenager and you can't drive yet and you think, I can't wait to get a car, and then every car deal seems fantastic or out of this, that's so great, you know, and you don't even know what small print is yet, you know, and but just the desire and the knowledge to know that you need to get there. You will fall for the very subtle thing in which you already have, which would be the permission of your parents to take their car or to use their car, you know, maybe limited, but under the condition of, you know, building on that knowledge and growing in it. So we thank you, Father God, for undoing and just so many lies. Father, we just unravel and unwrap all these lies, Father God, that the enemy is causing. God, even if somebody listening would define the lies that the enemy is causing differently, God, then we ask that you unpack them, Father God, and unravel them. We thank you, Father God, that they use their authority, Lord, in your divine perfection, God, and what you've ordained for them, Father, and using the name of God and the power of the blood and the fire of God. And we thank you, God, that you are their deity and Father God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so we just apply the name of Jesus over their lives, God, and the sense to know who they are and whose they are, God, that they belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, God, for dissolving those things and resolving them according to the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for the release of that, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you will make a public spectacle of the enemy, God. You are yet forever performing your word, God, as it's sent and purposed to do, God. So I pray that you would do that now over that, Father. Just release it now in Jesus' name. You know, I was thinking the other day, it just came to my mind, is actually last night, and I was thinking, is I don't know a lot of ministries right now. I don't know, I might be limited. Certainly, we're all in different regions and different parts of the states and cities and whatnot. But I don't know a lot of them that are actually praying for the people, offering prayers for the people. Now, they might be gathering and praying and interceding, and that's awesome because I know God is hearing and God is moving and he's going to unlock something and it's going to be good. And so it's definitely needed. So I'm not coming down on anything like that. But I was just thinking of how unique PGN is in offering, literally offering the people the encouragement and praise and prayers. And I just don't know where that exists. So I'm grateful for that and even to be a part of it and to have a place to even offer that to the body of Christ and to pray and to come alongside of you and how you all pray for us as well. It's unique and you don't see that in a lot of places. Thing here, turning over to Genesis 22. And this ties in with Abraham, is when he had sacrificed his son Isaac. And, you know, Abraham and Sarah, you know, they doubted the word of the Lord that had came forth to them. And they were limited in their thinking. But yet the Lord, in his divine perfection, chose Abraham, chose Isaac as their offspring. And the name of God and the power and the fire of who Jesus was going to, you know, create and make things bigger than they could ever create. And it, like, it's unlock something and then actually bring multiplication to them. And so the Lord's been speaking to me for some time now over the number 22 and just having me pray over that in different measures and different ways. So I will say today, I picked up this pamphlet. It says The Chosen People. So this is The Chosen People is actually a ministry who ministers to the Jewish community to bring them unto that Jesus is the Messiah. So this particular pamphlet, their September pamphlet, says the prophetic power of the Jewish holidays. And so when I opened it up, I looked and there was Genesis 22. And I said, oh my gosh, 22, this, the Lord wants me to read this and to know this. So during this festival, the Jewish holiday in Genesis 22 became the Torah portion. I'm just going to read it as it's written in this pamphlet. A Rosh Hashanah. The sounding of the shofar serves as a reminder of Abraham. So this is the interesting part. Serves as a reminder of Abraham's total obedience, that God parted Abraham's descendants based on his merit, which is they had to do that back then because Jesus Jesus hadn't been born and sacrificed yet for salvation. His grace wasn't so. He was accredited unto him. That was the grace that was available in the Old Testament, where it says it was accredited unto him as righteousness. That's the grace that could be allotted before actually Jesus came to walk to earth and shed his blood. And then there's a different grace that you and I know and walk in today. So it says the passage begins well after Isaac was born to Abraham and Sarah, who was 100 years old. Just to recap on the story, 98 years old, respectively, when he was born. So Abraham loved Isaac so much, it seemed. Now, this is written by this gentleman, Dr. Rich Freeman. So these are his words. so much that it seemed he might have loved him even more than he loved God. So God tested Abraham, and God said in Genesis 22:5, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. We can only imagine what he was going through Abraham's mind. Yet the next morning, he obediently took Isaac, as God commanded, along with two servants, and they began the journey to Moriah. So let me say this, as I was saying earlier, is that it's sometimes, okay, so Abraham's thinking and Sarah's was limited actually before Isaac was born, and then Isaac was born, and God now is coming to him and asking him to, you know, follow him wholeheartedly. It's going to be a part of his identity in subduing the land. He does not know this yet, nor do we always know it up front ourselves. But out of the obedience of his voice, the Holy Spirit, and the obedience of his following, he's actually going to unlock something that's going to multiply. And in the midst of that, there's only a handful of a few small people of gatherers or followers or observers that are among Abraham as he walks this out. This is in the midst of it unlocking, but yet on the horizon and the to be, if you will, the yet to come, is there is such a great multiplication and unlocking that it came. But look at in the sense of in the moment to obey, this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like when you fill out the evaluation at your job and you write those words, you know, and you stretch yourself in those moments where you stretch yourself to a place where it's uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable for Abraham, you know, but he was doing it out of obedience. And it was setting him up for a miracle and unlocking something. And again, multiplying whatever the Lord put the multiplication on it. And so so when they got to their destination, Abraham told his servants, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. He believed that even if he went through it with Isaac's sacrifice, God would raise him from the dead. Because it talks about that in the cross-reference is in Hebrews 11, 17 through 19, because God had promised his descendants would come through Isaac. So ultimately, the angel of the Lord, very possible a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus, stopped Abraham from going through the sacrifice. Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do not do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And then it says, Abraham passed the test. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing. And there's so much more entwined to that. And then he gives some counterpoints here of what do you call this? Parallels between Isaac and Jesus. And I'm just going to read two of them to you. One is that Mount Moriah is generally considered to be the site of the Temple Mount, but Golgotha would have also been a part of Mount Moriah. So perhaps God led Abraham to sacrifice Isaac on the exact spot where the Romans crucified our Messiah. Another parallel would be, we do not see Isaac again until he is with his bride, Rebecca. We will see Jesus again when he comes for his bride, the church. And I also think the Lord is, not only is he instilling through the incarnate Jesus in us our identity and keep shaping and forming that, you know, until we take a hold of it, he is also working on the identity of the bride of Christ, you know, and changing the identity and the bride of Christ. So we are thankful for Abraham's faithfulness, because it reached to the generations, and then it also showed, you know, there is resurrection power from within through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that is even for the Jewish community. So what I found on my, let me just make sure my phone keeps, Oh, yes, 920. I will open your phone line in just one moment. Thank you so much for calling. And I did receive your text, so thank you. I'll be right there. I'm just going to do one last thing. I'm done speaking for this evening and sharing that. I just want to play the shofar. And it's just 1 minute long, and hopefully you can hear it through computer, through my phone line. So I'll turn my computer up so you can hear it through here. Here we go. Just 1 minute. Okay, praise the Lord. All right. So thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line tonight. I'm going to start with caller 920-279. Let me make sure that's exactly the text I got. And then I do have a handful of other callers. If you would like ministry, please press 1 on your keypad. Thank you. So good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. It's Anne from Wisconsin.
Oh, hi, Anne. How are you doing?
I am well. Your show just blew me away because it's a long story, but everything you were saying, I don't know where to start because when you were saying about the 444 and about a year, God has been showing me 222. And sometimes, like when I first, like I didn't know what it meant, you know, so I would look up scriptures that are 222 or 222 or 2222. At first I was just like, I know you're telling me something, Lord, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what you are trying to tell me here. And back in December of last year, for about 2 weeks straight, I mean, it was constant. Somebody would call me and I'd be taking a nap and I'd answer and I'd be like, cause I wouldn't know, like I would be in a really deep sleep. I'm like, oh, what time is it? And they'd be like, oh, 2:22. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And, I mean, that would happen continuously day after day. Or I would be, oh, man, what time is it? And it would be 2:22. Or I would wake up in the early morning a.m. at 2:22. And I'd be like, oh, what are you trying to tell me? I'm so frustrated right now, you know. So I just let it go for a while. And but I know when I see that God is saying something to me. And I also, my church address is 222 Church Street, involved in a ministry dwelling 222. And a couple of weeks ago, I was on YouTube, and some guy was like, well, we're going to pray for our godly spouses to come, that God would send them. And so I'm listening. I'm like, oh, this is okay. Yeah. I want a godly spouse. And so, I was listening to the man, and, suddenly he goes, we're going to pray. And then I don't remember everything because it was a couple of weeks ago, but he goes, Genesis 2:22. And I'm like, what? And he just begins to tell about how God took the rib from Adam, and then he brought the woman to Adam. And I was like, this is a coincidence, you know, that because I've been praying for a spouse, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was other things that you were talking about. I'm just really blown away because I feel like everything God was speaking to me today, not that everything you said, but there was bits and pieces, like when you talked about Adam and Eve and eating. Well, I had a situation today that and God was talking to me about food, how food had, you know, it was Eve, you know, she wanted it because it looked good and tastes good and or whatever, you know, about how good it looked. And I was like, and then you were talking about that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Everything she's saying. And then I actually had been praying about, about when you first talked about subduing the land, you know, getting ideas and about giving us power to get wealth. And I thought God had given me an idea, and I think I wrote it down, but I didn't really pray into it. And just like when I'm driving, because I travel for work, so I have time to just speak to the Lord, you know. So like when you started out with that, that was actually part of my conversation about what I should do, God. You know, what should I do about, you know, making a income that I, not that I want to be, you know, a millionaire or, but I'm tired of being poor.
Right. Wow. Yeah, you know, it seems like what the Lord is doing is a lot as he's weaving things in between his people. Like the spirit of the Lord is just weaving in and through what he's doing with his people, you know. And so as you're taking a step and, you know, you're committing your ways to him and, you know, asking of him and inquiring of him. And then these things are crossing your path and they're weaving through by way of the Holy Spirit. To encourage you and to direct you and to pursue him more, you know. And, you know, I have some things on, I don't know, they're not necessarily on hold, but, you know, just listening actually to Blog Talk, and Randy was talking about asking the Lord to confirm things. And I thought, you know, actually, that is actually a very smart thing, you know. And, and so I've just been asking the Lord to confirm some things and seeing subduing the land a little bit different, because we already have the deposit of heaven within us, and we're bringing heaven to earth when we occupy, some people like to call, you know, when we occupy or subdue the land. But when we subdue the land, there's a way that there's a process there where we are, you know, the New Testament calls us co-laborers with Christ. There is a labor component involved in it, you know. And, I mean, we're yoked with him, but we're still doing the work, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that
last week when I
my
had
perspective, I'm sorry, Ann, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. Please forgive me for interrupting.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead.
But I did listen to Randy's show, I think a couple of times last week, actually about a week, maybe last Tuesday, maybe I did. And then Wednesday too. And he was talking, I'm pretty sure he was he was the one I was listening to about finding your spouse, or your spouse finding you, or your godly. I'm pretty sure that was Randy I was listening to about that. And I have to talk to you about this. There's something else that I'm questioning the Lord about. And so in March, April, sometime in April or the first part of May, some people and I had gone out, the Christians, for breakfast. And so this fellow, I don't know. So when you're involved with Christians at church, and I don't want to have to tell you the whole 8 months worth, but when somebody is like has the same thoughts as you, and the same, so for instance, like the same thoughts and the same views, I guess I could use the same views, and a lot of coincidence happening with me and this fellow at church. And he's single and I'm single, but I'm just like blown away. I'm like, God, is that you? Because like how can that even be? Like, I don't talk to him beforehand or anything, and suddenly, like, it's like, oh my gosh, we just did the same thing. And like, for one, I'll tell you this, like, the last thing that had happened, I was going through the parsonage and I was singing, "Oh, praise the Lord, oh my soul," and this fellow had come, and he couldn't hear me, and he was singing the same thing too, you know, to himself. And I'm like, okay, God, no, I'm getting scared here. What is going on? Is that you, or what are you? I mean, so like, I've been praying about this, but I'm really falling for this guy. And you know what? I don't want to, because I feel like just one-sided. And I don't know if he notices, the similarity, you know, and the same views.
Right. Now, do you guys, are you in, do you do group things together? Like, you in certain, okay, so you cross paths that way. Do you, and how long has this been going on?
Since the spring of this year, March, and it started with that breakfast. I'm like, he had sat across from me at the table, and the other four people at the table, the two couples, they were married, and he had sat across from me. But, you know, yeah. And sometimes he'll just, like, if I really helped out at this, we had an outreach here in our city, and for a couple of days it was a big thing our church put on, and I was at church helping get, like, all stuff organized and stuff, and he just kind of winked at me, and I'm like, oh, okay, no, I'm just, no, don't read into that, you know.
Okay, so do you think you could ask him, like, hey, do you want to go get some coffee, or maybe like do an errand, or like ride together during the next outreach or something like that? Do you feel that it would be comfortable for you to, or do you guys have a mutual friend that you could? Okay, here's my thoughts. I guess my back thoughts on that is, some things might be like, if you're prophetically gifted, which you are, you know, then he might be prophetically gifted. So it might be some things that the Holy Spirit is speaking, you know? And so I would just bring on, is this the Lord trying to connect us? Are we just both hearing from the Lord? So kind of like you're obviously has your attention, but you're a little bit yielded to, you know, the read on it, like, why is this happening, you know? And
right.
If there is something more, then you actually have to pursue to the next step to see, is this something mutually that we could, you know, with your personalities and, you know, who you are, and both willing to pursue a little bit more, you know, like whether you see each other outside of the group or more, more closely connected within the group, like writing together and specifically sitting together. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So it would not be wrong for me, because actually our mutual friend had said, well, you know, maybe you should ask him for coffee. And that was a couple of weeks ago. And I'm like, I got to pray about that, because for the woman to do that, that would be okay. My mutual friend said that too.
Yeah, I think that it would be okay. But if you're not comfortable and like your gut says no, then you certainly wouldn't want it to make yourself so uncomfortable that you're not going to be naturally yourself during the meeting or during your time together. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you want to be, but I do think that it would be okay as long as you come to the place where you think it's okay for you. Otherwise, I would try to do it. I would try to maybe I don't know if there's some other type of outreach or you're feeding people or something, try to connect, like use that as the connection point, like somehow that way.
Okay, I felt like the Lord just gave me the idea, so I think I know what I have to do.
Okay.
I'm going to step out of faith and do it, but...
Okay.
I'm so nervous. After church, like when I'm there all day, and he's very active in the church, and he's there a lot too, and I can't go to sleep, God. All I can think about, help me. And I had to go in the fast for a couple of days to, because I can get obsessed with it, you know.
Right, and overthink it then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, good. Well, we'll pray about that. And then the other thing I wanted to share with you was, as of late, when the Lord was speaking to me about 222, is I just started keeping a, whether you do a journal, however you do a journal, I just keep it on a Word document. That's my journal for right now. And and when he reveals something, kind of like when that man said, now we're going to pray, and I want you to turn to Genesis. This, okay, so that's the Lord revealing something to you through that number. Like when the Lord reveals something to me through that number, then I jot that down. I write the date down, and I jot it down, and like kind of like the context of it. What is it relating to? What is it? Do you know what I mean? And so then I keep going back to that to see what he wants to show me in that number, what he's teaching me and what he's revealing to me. So I'm actually stewarding his voice, but I'm capturing it on paper so that I can go back and track the whole, because I'm gonna follow. So whatever's happening in the moment, but then I have to sometimes remember, because I might be out driving or something and I see it on a license plate or on whatever, you know. I actually need to come back and capture it and the day that it happened, so I can keep track with what the Holy Spirit is trying to speak, you know. Because if he was starting to do when I was traveling, when I'm traveling and with cars. So there's some sort of connection there, you know, like that he's repeating a pattern. Yeah, and I'm trying to capture his insight, you know.
Yeah, I did text, I think, my friend about when that man was praying, and so I will go home and jot that down in my journal, you know. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So let's pray. So Father, is there anything specific, any other prayer, specific prayer requests that you had?
Just something is going on with one of my daughters. She is not talking to me. The enemy has really pulled us apart, and anytime I say anything, it's twisted. She years ago, when she was like 14, she went to camp and she came home. Mom, I gave my life to the Lord. And well, you know, for a few years it was good. We were going to church. Well, then she had gotten older, and the enemy had just really gotten a hold of her. And it's been that way for a long time, but she doesn't go to church. She won't fellowship with any Christians. It just, like, she hangs around with corrupt company. It used to be her and I really close for several years, and she wanted to hear about the Lord. We would pray, and now it's just really bad. She, everything I say, she twists it, and it's lies. And I had fasted for her and my grandchildren, and so what happened, I think I talked to you about fasting a while back, but what happened, I thought nothing happened, and here when I saw her, then God, like, hardened my heart to the circumstances where I could talk to her, and I wouldn't, like, I don't know, be condemning or whatever. I could be nice to her, and I wouldn't get mad, and it wouldn't hurt me to see the pain that she was going through, you know. But a week ago, I had talked to her, and I was like just so full of joy and happiness because she lives a couple of blocks from me. And I live in an apartment complex, and I was going to my car, and the road she takes, she could see me coming, and she pulled over, and she, like, talked to me, and I was like, oh, praise the Lord, you know, I was so happy. Oh, yeah. Well, then I didn't hear from her for 5 days, and my other daughter was telling me just some things, and I'm like, I'm going to try to call her. So I was on the way to work, and I just figured she was up. Well, she wasn't up, and she didn't answer. Anyways, it was just she just really said some really hurtful things, and yeah.
Okay. Can you share her name, or are you comfortable sharing her name?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so I'll pray for the situation with this gentleman, and then we'll pray. Well, we'll pray for your daughter first, and then I'll pray for the other situation with the fellow at church.
Okay.
And however, whatever else the Lord begins to reveal. So, Father, we thank you for Anne, God. We thank you for your heart, God. We thank you for how you're weaving your truth and just the spirit that is blowing, God, and just weaving. And then through her path, Lord, and the instructions of the Holy Spirit. And likewise, Lord, you're doing that one to another throughout the body of Christ, Lord, and we thank you for it, God, and we thank you, Lord, that she hears these whispers, Lord, and she feels your presence, God, and even just brushing past her, God, that she acknowledges that, Father, and captures it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the language you speak and the language from heaven, Father. We thank you, Lord, for her daughter, Lord, and her offspring, Father. We thank you, Lord, that she would leave her on the altar of God, Lord. And we thank you for every seed that's been planted in her, God, everything, even according to her own will and her own choosing, God, and saying yes to you choosing her, God, and the response to that, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask that it be rebirthed and renewed, God, and refreshed within her, God. We pray for the resurrection power of God to touch her life, God, and to bring that forth, Lord, to touch generations, Lord, from generation to generation, Lord, that you would do an awakening in her, God, that you would shell within her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that even when those are, you know, angry with you and have bitterness and hatred, you are yet still patient, God, with them, God, and that you do your working and your weaving in and through their lives, God, and in through her daughter's mind and her heart, God. And we thank you, Lord, for her spirit to be awakened. And we claim that and place that before you, Lord. I was just like putting it at the, I just pictured myself for a moment at the Western Wall, God, and just leaving her name, God, on the Western Wall, God, and coming to you, God, and asking you to redeem and to restore and to reconcile those places within her, Father, that she may not even know how to communicate, God. And so we thank you for just unpacking and unstuffing that, God, and unraveling it for your glory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you would watch her steps and protect her through the blood of Jesus, Lord, and cover her. In Jesus' name, and help her to see, God, begin to open her eyes. Lord, as your word says in Acts, God, to Lydia, God, that when the word was spoken, that you opened her heart for the understanding to receive it. God, begin to open her daughter's heart to receive truth that is deposited through the Holy Spirit, God, even to see these friendships are not true friendships, God, opening her eyes to truth, Father, and to hear truth and to respond to truth in Jesus' name. And we pray for the situation with this fellow at the church, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, just even through conversation that you gave Anne an idea to know what to do, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that as she places that before you, Lord, and holds all things loosely, Lord, that she would take that step of faith and just continue and to follow through with that, Father. And we thank you, Lord, just for the progression of friendship and the learning one from another, God, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord, that you would open up more conversations for them to have. They can see, God, and know and learn more, God, of what is the next thing is or isn't, God, or whatever it is by your hands, God, that you would do it, God, according to your will and according to Anne's faith, Father, and the things that you've already spoken to her and imparted unto her, Father. And we thank you, God, even in that, Lord, that there would be confirmation. So we just bless that, Lord, and bless her in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, for your whispers that you continue to speak to Anne, God, as she goes about her workplace and as she travels, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. And even the things that she puts her hands to do, Lord, let it become prosperous and increasing for her in Jesus' name. And we just rebuke any spirit of poverty or lack, Lord. We just break that off in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that she is your offspring, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the power of Jesus that you give us, God, that incarnate power is indwelling within her, Father. And I pray that she would tap into it in its fullness, Father. And every breach, Lord, even with her daughter, that breach, God, we ask for the blood to cover that breach, God, and to mend it. You would be the restorer of every breach, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing and sending the text to open up your phone line. That was awesome testimony you opened up with. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And I've missed you, and thank you. And I hope you had Were you on vacation, or you went?
I did the first I didn't realize, I thought it was going to be 1 week. Well, I knew they would maybe be back to back, but I thought it was going to be the last week of August and then the first week of September, but it ended up being the first 2 weeks in September. So I was at a workshop for communication the first week, and then the second week we did do a family gathering. We went to Florida. There was some birthday celebrations, and then our son-in-law got his master's. So we spent the week together in a house over there and just vacationed and celebrated life.
Yes, that's awesome. Well, welcome back. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you for praying for me. And I was supposed to be somewhere else tonight, and I was thinking about you, and I'm like, oh, Deborah's supposed to be back tonight, and I wanted to talk to her, and on my way home from work, I was going to stop at somebody else's house, and we were going to talk about the Lord, and they text me and said, I have to go to bed early, and I was a mile from their house, and I was like, it was 10 to 7, I'm like, I get to listen to Deborah tonight, and then everything you were saying, I was just like, that's all the Lord, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you, and it's good to be back, too, so thank you for welcoming back. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you. Okay, oops, good night. Thank you. Okay, I still have some callers on the line. If you would like prayer, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and I will pray. We'll pray and have ministry with you. Or if you'd like to share a comment and what the Holy Spirit is doing in and through your life, or anything, any of the verses that were shared tonight, or a testimony, you are welcome to do that as well. So we just want to honor you and your voice and the Spirit within you as well, and encourage you and everything of the Lord and being with us. So we bless you, and we'll give you a minute to press 1 on your keypad if you want to dial in. You're welcome to do that as well. And press 1 on your keypad if you'd like ministry. The dial-in number is, as many of you know, 319-527-6027. And I'm going to just encourage those, if you're listening for the first time online streaming, maybe you're listening to this at a later, the broadcast at a later time, there is an app for PGN that you can get on your iPhone or your smartphones. And it's all inclusive and it's super easy. You can text, you can dial in, listen, stream live or video live. It's super simple. I encourage you to do that. Revelation, shine on us. Okay, here we go. 972-365. Good evening. This is Deborah. Thank you for waiting. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Deborah. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hey, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Good to hear your voice and for you to be back.
Likewise, good to hear your voice. Glad to have you back on Tuesday night.
Yes.
No, you're welcome anytime. You know that is when I'm trying to make you feel uncomfortable. That's up. Bless you.
As Ann said earlier, I enjoyed what you were saying earlier, especially about, you know, the attacks and stuff from the enemy. Because even when you had brought up the Department of the Treasury and stuff like that, me and my husband been had an issue with the IRS and have turned their paperwork. And it's like, you know, at one time we hadn't heard anything. And then it's like I took initiative to call to find out, okay, well, they do have all our paperwork. And it's like a thorn in your flesh. And it's like, what in the world is going on? But, you know, I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to just do what he instructed me, make copies of paperwork and turn it in. And it's like, you know, everything we've turned in, everything we paid, it's like, I don't know if they misapplied the payment or something, but it's just been ongoing and ongoing. And it's like, you know, to try to discourage you, but when you know that God is greater than any mountain or anything that's trying to, you know, come across your path, you just, you know, you look to the hills with coming to help and know that your help coming from the Lord. But you also know that there are attacks. I think a lot of us and a lot of believers tonight can resonate with there are attacks that's coming. You know, I have a daughter that moved out of town and was working, and she's been trying to get back home, you know, and get a job. She works in the medical field, and she fill out applications, and they turn around and say this or say that, you know, like, okay, well, and it's, like, discouraging because it's like we know she's qualified and she has everything. So it's, I thank you for sharing and lighting your load to let you know, okay, well, we're the only one that's going through some type of attack.
Right,
to be encouraged, yeah. So I thank you for sharing that.
Yes. Well, listen, you know, part of that, too, is that, you know, Elijah, when he prayed, you know, he prayed, he prayed into that the Lord would, that he would see into another dimension. So the invisible realm, you know, while he had great miracles, he didn't always pray for another miracle. He prayed for his eyes to be open into another dimension, and that was a victorious warfare strategy for him. And the Lord opened their eyes to see into the invisible so that they could pray with discerning spirits and issues from God's perspective and to break those things open. So that is very much a strategy that that we can use. And I will say, when you were talking, something came to mind. So I don't know if this is anything or not, but I just want to put this, just kind of put this out there because I wasn't thinking about this and it just kind of like landed in my thoughts. Is there were times in the past when we walked through different things with the struggles with the IRS as well, and just, you know, walking through different, like going back and forth. I don't even know what your issues or anything, you know, just going back and forth in that. And there was a time where the Lord showed me, for me and my husband both, but because in scripture it talks about, well, give Caesar what's due Caesar. Okay, so, and I know that we have accountants and legal people that can help us and do what we need to do. So I'm not saying not to utilize what's in the law for, okay. But what the Lord was showing me is that, and I'm not trying to my husband had a great angst against, or not an angst, he had an ought. He had an ought in his heart against this bureau. And so that was not helping with our cause. And the Lord showed me that. And it was hard for me to go to him, you know, because to go to him and say, you know, I think we both need to repent for things that we've said, things that we've spoken. And you know, there needed to be some type of release from that, that because our words and this ought that he had in his heart against them was actually working against us spiritually, if that makes sense. So I just say that to, and you don't even have to answer, but I just say that to let that rest where it needs to rest, you know, and to allow the Holy Spirit to breathe life onto that so that that part of it can be have liberty so that it can be done on earth, you know, and the release of that. So, but I just pray right now over that, just over that judicial branch, you know, spiritually, and in the courts of heaven, God, we just come into agreement with them that you would release that according to your will and according to your purpose, God. And we thank you that both Rhonda and her husband, God, they are followers of you, Lord, and they, Lord, follow your commands, Lord, and let your gavel, God, let your gavel be the last word and the pronouncement and the proclamation and the verdict over them, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that they would come up under that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for verdicts of peace, Lord, that you would release that, and verdicts of justice, Lord, that, that they know the just one, God. And we thank you, God, that nothing, no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus, and any tongue that shall rise in judgment, Lord, that you would, that would just be dissolved. It would not have a landing place, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the right people, even in the department, favor and grace with the right people and the decision makers. Excuse me, for things to come to pass in their favor and through the grace of God, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We just speak grace and grace to that in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. Amen, amen. Yes, well, I receive that because I know at times where we've been frustrated with them, we probably have kind of felt a certain kind of way in our heart toward them, and we will repent. You know, repent and release that. You know, especially when you're doing everything that you know according, you know, to the law and stuff that you're supposed to do. And it's like, I guess it's so much stuff that's going on now that stuff is being, because they even sent me some paperwork one time with my name on it and his social security number on it. And I'm like, well, that's not right. You know, we don't have the same social security number. So it's been a lot of confusion and stuff like that. So we, you know, believe in God to work it out. But also, I would like for you to pray for my daughter, Alyssa. She's put in some applications, and we're hoping to hear back from one or two of them this week. So she's trying to get back to this area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, so she can hopefully get in the nursing program by the spring. It's too late for the fall, but hopefully she can get in by the spring. And just believe in God to open a door for employment in this area for her.
Okay. What's your daughter's name? Did you tell me her name? Or
her name is Alyssa.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said. That's so strange. Okay. I have a daughter named Alyssa. That's so strange.
Oh, wow. That's sweet.
Yeah. Yes. It is very sweet. And she was, okay. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for the outflow for Alyssa, Father, and the favor of God, Lord, just to be released to her, the outflow, the rivers of God to flow unto her, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the applications and the jobs, God, and the opening up of the school opportunity, Lord, and the betterment, God, to serve the community and to subdue the land, Father God, within these hospitals, Lord. We thank you for her giftedness, her willingness, God, and the treasure that you have inside of her. We pray for the right keys, Lord, to unlock, God, in these job applications, Lord. Unlock the doors of her future, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for her Lord, in going back to Dallas and Fort Worth, Father God. I pray, Lord, if there be anything in her heart that she's struggling with going there, Lord, even if it's hidden or she's stuffing it or doesn't, Lord, that you would unlock that, Lord, that you would show her, Lord, and she would release that unto you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing would block the flow of this river flowing to her, Father God. There would be nothing in the way, Lord, that the current would flow strong, Father, and move out any debris, God, move out any hindrances, Father God, but the flow would be strong, Lord, and the current over her life, Lord, Lord, that you would take her there, Father God, and we thank you and come into agreement, and through the power of agreement, God, and sending many to flight in Jesus' name over Alyssa's life, God, and that you would set it in order and set it in place through the favor of God. We thank you for the mind of God and the heart of God to be upon her when she interviews, when she fills out an application, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the decision that favors with the decision makers on her life as if it's the favor of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Deborah. Appreciate
you. Thank
you.
Good to hear you. Okay, good
yes,
to hear your
you
voice.
Too,
thank
you. And you have a blessed night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, 910-709. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Good. Well, good to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia this evening, God. And we thank you for the blessings on her life, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just see digits and numbers. Let me put you on mute for a second because it's just a little bit of background noise. So, Father, these digits, and I don't know if they're like you know, people, when people count, and they also call our fingers our digits, and even, you know, the different places where we have like two different knuckles on our fingers, those are digits, the digits and numbers. I'm not sure what that is, but digits. Okay, let me just look that up and see if I can. Okay. All right. Let me see if it goes this way. I'm not sure what it's saying, but I'm kind of saying fingers with, let me see if I can do. Definition. Okay, so the definition of digit, which is exactly what I'm saying, is any of the numbers of form from 0 to 9, especially when forming part of a number, but then it says a finger. Okay, so that's what I was saying was like digits, numbers, or a finger. And that I do not know what this means. Spelling. Some people can spell with their fingers, I guess. Let me go back to get off that screen. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. I'm not sure, Lord, what you're showing, but I am seeing knuckles on the fingers and digits. So, Father, we just thank you for Sylvia, Lord, and what you're doing in her life, God, and just, Father, I don't know if it's counting, God, that you account unto her, or if she's accounting unto you, God, but we thank you, Lord, just for your strength and your guidance, and even your hand. I'm not sure whose hand I'm seeing. I'm not sure if that's your hand, Sylvia, or the hands of the Lord, but I thank you. I'm just going to open up your phone line back up. Hold on 1 second here. Okay. Does that seem to ring true with anything, to or resonate, excuse me, that's the right word, with anything?
Oh. Well, digits and numbers. I was thinking in reference when you said like counting or something like that. Maybe the time is, you know, counting down or coming close. That's the only thing I could come up with.
Okay, so yeah, so I see in his hand, because it might be time is in his hand. The time is in his hand, and he's counting.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Maybe it has to do with time. I'm
right,
not sure, but that's
right.
All I've seen, and that's very, but I know the people used to, like, I still count with my fingers. I count, like, because I will do that, especially if I have to, like, clock in hours. I'm always counting from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. I don't know why, you know, it seems like it should be simple enough. But, yeah, so I just, but I'm seeing one specific hand. Let me think for a second. If I can, I guess I can't specifically say, I can't say distinctively if it's the right or left. I would say, I would say I have an unction that it's the left hand.
Oh, wow.
Now, why do you say that?
I don't know what I was thinking. You said you see knuckles?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about this one. I know because I was told one day that pretty much that about his time, and that the time, like you said, was in his hands, and that the timing for me was drawing near. That's the only thing I could come up with.
Okay. And it might be the left hand, and I'm just saying this because of the, you know, like there's some scriptures and the word that talk about the right hand and taking his mighty right arm, which is like he does with his bride, right? So the groom does with his bride, and yeah, his guidance and his help and his assistance and, you know, providence or provision, you know. So the left hand, though, has to do with our covenant. It's a covenantal hand, you know, because when we're married, yeah, our covenant, our ring finger is on our left hand.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes. And I'm not married. I don't know exactly. I know I was told a couple of days ago that he was bridging the gap.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, the Lord, you have a covenant with the Lord is what I'm saying. You know, it's like, your covenant with the Lord. Yeah. But that's all I got. And that's just kind of the wildest thing. And so if something else comes up, I will jot it down. Or sometimes, you know, I have had this happen before, is that because it's so unusual, it kind of resonates in my spirit's mind eye, if you will. And then, like, while I'm praying the next day or the next couple of days, I might inquire of the Lord because I'm still seeing it in my spirit and say, Lord, what was that? I mean, what is, you know, and then he might speak a little bit more. And if he does, I'll try to jot that down, you know, because sometimes he does do that. And then what I do is I just pray into it and release it over that person and say their name again and stuff, you know. But I'll try to capture that if he releases more on that.
Okay. Well, could you pray for my daughter? One of my daughters, her name is Tiffany. And she has a calling in her life, but it seems as though, I don't know, it's like, I don't know if it's like, I guess she needs, I don't know if it's complacency or she's at a crossroads and she's turning 30 this weekend and she's feeling overwhelmed and she feels like, I guess that she should have accomplished more. So she sort of was like, sort of down today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I will pray for her. I know one of my daughters turned 30. So, Father, we thank you for Tiffany, Lord, and we celebrate her. God, we lift her up, God, with joy and celebration for her life, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that all of heaven, Lord, and help her to see and to hear and to know, Lord. And even if you give her dreams, Lord, and I'm not sure how you frequently speak to her or how you may have spoken to her in the past, Lord, but we pray that you would open up those avenues unto her, Lord, that she would know indeed that it is you speaking to her, Lord. And we thank you for even using Sylvia, Lord, and those around her and the circumference to speak to her, God, and and even for Tiffany to say those words, like, it's funny you should say that when we know as parents, it was the Holy Spirit just had us speak that. And it's something that's resonating within them, Lord. So I pray that she would continue to have those situations and those circumstances in her life, God. But I pray, Lord, that you would just breathe afresh on her, God, and breathe anew. Just a renewing, God, that all of heaven celebrates her, Lord, that she is the handiwork and the treasure of your hand and your heart, God. And we thank you, Lord, just that you love her so much, God. We pray that you break off the lies in her life, God. And we thank you, Lord, even the word that came forth earlier, Lord, that you are her divine perfection, God, that you are her offspring. And we pray every name of God over her, God, every name of God, Lord, in the places where she needs you most, Jehovah, and her provider, God, and her healer, God, and her sustainer, and her providence, God, that you would speak those words to her, Father God, and to be her promise, to be her power, God. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers her, Lord. So, Father, we thank you again, Lord, just for renewing and refreshing to Tiffany, God, and just how precious she is to the kingdom of God, Lord, and the treasure that she is, God. And just break off these lies, Lord, and what she's hearing and where she's viewing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for the promise, that the promises that you have from your treasury chest, God, that will come forth, Lord, and the deposits from your treasury, God, let those come forth and let them come to the forefront and be her divine perfection and her providence, God. Let the providence of God be upon her in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me just pray something else. So I just pray for Sylvia, Lord, as she prepares for her daughter, Lord. And you may have already did this, Lord, in a card or whatever, Lord. But I pray that you would speak to Sylvia, Lord, and she would follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and just how to express herself to her daughter, Lord. Even those little added details, Lord, that are really just tucked in the envelope of Tiffany's heart, Lord, that they would shine through, through family members, Lord, and just like the oil of heaven be upon that, Lord, to soften and to, like cotton candy, just melt things in her heart, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, blessings to
Amen.
You. And Tiffany, praise the Lord.
Well, thank you. It's amazing that you prayed that last prayer about how I should speak to her. I try to speak to her like it's almost like I'm walking on eggshells. I try to speak to her spiritually, but it seems as though that, you know, sometimes they don't receive from us as well as they receive from other people. And so sometimes I have that hard time trying to penetrate, you know, or get through to her. So,
mm-hmm.
Thanks for that prayer. Thank you.
Yes. Well, many blessings to you.
All right. Well, thank you and have a good night.
Okay. Were you going to say something else? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Good
night.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you, Lord. Whoops. Oh, okay. Here we go. I was going to say, we have one more caller, and I thought it dropped, but it did not. So we're right here at 984-289. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Cheryl from North Carolina.
Oh, hey, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good. So it's always fun for me when I have two callers from the same state back to back. I don't know why, but I just get a kick out of that. So thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for Cheryl. Hold on one second. Something's distracting me from my computer. Okay, got it. So thank you, Father, for Cheryl, Lord, from North Carolina. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that she is the head and not the tail. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for her placement, God, and where you have her, Lord, that you would place her feet on a firm foundation, Lord. And that she would stand, as your word says. I think it's in Ephesians, where it says, when you've done all you know to do, stand, Lord. So we thank you, Father, that she would be found standing and that her feet would be sure, God, and firm upon the rock, Lord. And you would not cause her foot to slip, fall, or stumble, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for her firm foundation, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, being the head and not the tail. I haven't looked up that verse in a long time. Okay, Deuteronomy. Okay, so Deuteronomy. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, be at the top and never the bottom. So thank you, Lord. Yes. Lord, and on Deuteronomy, I guess these are both in 28. And they will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head. That's if you don't do what he's saying. Okay, that's because he reversed it in that verse. So that's not it. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for making Cheryl the head and not the tail. God, we said thank you, Lord, that you're doing that, God, that it's your making and you're doing. And her feet, I'm just going to go through the prayer one more time and what I'm seeing. Her feet a firm foundation, God, and to stand and do all that she knows to do is stand, Lord, and you will not cause her foot to slip, fall, or stumble. In Jesus' name. And so when I say that part, I see you like high on a rock, and it's not on you, so it's not like a hill or it's not a mountain. You're literally on a rock. But your feet are very firm on the rock, which is not a usual picture. It would be more so for it to be on the hill or on the mountain, not typically on the rock. But your feet are very firm and planted, as if planted, but they're steady and firm upon this rock. And so... I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you can take the usual and do the unusual, God. Thank you, Lord, that you take the usual and do the unusual in her life, God. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I've never heard anyone actually say that before either. So about taking the usual and do the unusual. That's good. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Is there anything specific you would like prayer for?
Amen. Oh. No, there isn't. I thank God for their word.
Okay.
I thank God for the word.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's a wonderful. That is a wonderful word. Standing on the rock, standing on the solid, on a solid rock. There's a gospel song called Solid Rock, an old gospel song. Standing
yeah,
on the solid rock.
Yeah, you should, I'm sure you probably know it by heart, but if I were you, since the Holy Spirit put that on your heart, I would Google that and even look up the words and play it and see if the Lord's not speaking to you about something else, you know, something tucked in there.
Amen. Yeah, that old song just popped in my head.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. I've had that happen so many times with me, especially when I hear a song, because I know he's singing over me, you know, so there's a place in that where there's like, you know, like there's some unlocking and some liberty coming. But then, I look at the words and I listen to it to see if he's speaking any other insights in there, you know. Or just take in the encouragement. Mm-hmm. So praise the Lord. Now, is there anything? So thank you. Thank you for sharing that encouragement. Is there anything specific you'd like us to pray in agreement with you for?
No, there isn't. Well, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too. Bless you. Good evening.
Shalom. Good night.
Good night. Thank you. And I'm just going to end with reading the same verse. And I have to go back. Get it? Psalm 67, 1 through 7, that we opened with. And I'm going to change the version. I'm going to change to the voice version. That's what we're here to do, is share our voices one with another. Okay. Oh, so Psalm 67 echoes the priestly blessing from Numbers 6:24 and invites all nations to join in praise to the one true God. So we do declare this over our nations and every nation affiliation that we culturally may have. So we cover the earth with the praises of the Lord. May God pour his grace and blessing into us and turn his face to shine his light on us, so all those on earth will learn to follow your way and see your saving power come to redeem all nations. May all people live to praise you, our true God. May all come to praise you. May all nations celebrate together, singing joy-filled praise, songs of praise to you, because you judge the people fairly and give guidance to all the nations of the earth. May the people praise you with their whole hearts, O God. May every man, woman, and child on earth praise you. Amen. Verse 6. The land has supplied a bountiful harvest, and the true God, our God, has poured out his blessings to us all. God is the source of our blessings. May every corner of earth respect and revere him. Oh, good version. So bless you, PGN listeners and host and co-host and everyone that participates with PGN. I just pray shalom and blessings of the Lord on you. Thank you.